So the story broke as we were on the air yesterday morning that Thompson, Illinois, apparently will be the site of perhaps 100 Guantanamo detainees at a correctional facility in Thompson, Illinois, that the federal government will apparently buy, at least a part of it, and house 100 Illinois inmates or 100 Guantanamo inmates in a facility that the state of Illinois has not been able to open. What does it mean for the people in that community? Vicki Traeger joins us. She's a member of the Thompson, Illinois Village Board of Trustees. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
And Susan Stevens is news director at WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois. She joins us from DeKalb. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So, Susan, this has been described variously, and I've heard political voices from your neck of the woods really over the last 24 hours talking about the jobs that are going to come from this, the economic development that's possible here. Do people actually believe that?
About half the people. It seems to be split along partisan lines, although it seems like people, the closer you get to Thompson, the more they believe it or want to believe that this is going to inject about $1 billion eventually into their economy.
And economic development was all about this prison facility when it was originally conceived. Vicki Traeger, you know, we were actually talking on this program about states around the country deciding that incarceration is just too expensive as an approach to corrections. And this facility in Thompson, you borrowed money to actually build it, but did not have the money to actually open it?
Well, apparently what happened was the funds were available at the time in a capital building account. And so the nature of state budgets is that you use it or lose it. So they went ahead and built the prison. But what really affected its opening was there was a one-year delay from the original site. The former Savannah Army Depot was the original site proposed, but there were environmental concerns, and so there was a one-year delay while that wound its way through all the machinations, and so an alternate site was found. So in that one-year delay, apparently the money that had been set aside to actually open and operate the prison from the general account in the budget went elsewhere. So by the time the prison was actually completed, there were no funds left in the operating account.
So, Vicki, are you comfortable with the feds stepping in here and providing certainly the funds to open the facility and then possibly even jobs and economic development to operate it?
Absolutely. I think it's a win-win situation for the area. The prison's an amazing facility. It's such a shame to see it go to waste. There's nothing else it really can be used for if you'd been here and seen it. It's a prison, you know. So we're happy to have it finally put to some good use, and we're comfortable with the Federal Bureau of Prisons operating it.
Now, Susan Stevens at WNIJ in DeKalb, there's been a lot of talk, at least in Washington, about these terrorist suspects should not be on U.S. soil. But I'm wondering if, looking down the road, the community sees that this potentially, we got two wars going, if the Obama administration is able to close Gitmo, this could really be a growth proposition, not only for Thompson, Illinois, but possibly other communities around the United States. Is that how you're viewing this?
Well, that's how some people are viewing it, and there is just so much opposition to it, though, just because of the fear of it attracting terrorists, you know, to this area. So,
how does that work? I mean, what are the constituencies that say, actually, if you bring these folks from Gitmo, it's going to lead to an increase in terrorism in DeKalb or Thompson?
There's a lot of focus on O'Hare Airport,
uh-huh,
and people who would be coming in, the attorneys, the families or fans of terrorists. And there's a lot of chatter on blogs. And in fact, I spoke last night to someone who's with the Illinois Tea Party Patriots, and they're pulling together a bunch of protesters to get out to a hearing on this whole issue that's happening next Tuesday. And they say that is their number one fear, is attracting terrorism and making this a more dangerous place. Now, most of these people, the person I talked to is from the Chicago suburbs. You know, she's hours away, at least an hour and a half away from this. And that seems to be, you know, people not immediately in the area. I think maybe the closer you get to Thompson, the more you understand the economic reality of the situation and can understand their decision to accept these prisoners or to agree or to desire this and actually pursue it.
Well, right. Most of them point to the jobs that they will get as a result of this. In fact, people are saying that it'll result in 3,000 jobs for the area. And I'm wondering, Vicky Traeger, if you can explain where those 3,000 jobs will come from. I know that a lot of the actual guards have to be federal guards. Where are these 3,000 jobs going to be?
Well, obviously, in a village of 600 people, you're not going to fill 3,000 jobs with those local residents, many of whom are retired. What we're anticipating as far as the impact of the total job availability will be from the service industries and the peripheral things that will spring up as a result of having a new influx of residents, whether it's military, guards, DOD personnel, Federal Bureau of Prisons personnel. You know, obviously, not everyone here is going to fill those prison jobs, and we don't expect to, but we are looking forward to additional jobs springing up as a result.
Vicky Traeger, is there anything that the region can do or the state can do to shut you down if you make a deal with the White House and the Pentagon on this?
Well, I think Governor Quinn's made it very clear that he fully supports this. Yes, the hearing next Tuesday is being hosted by two of the state representatives. It's a formality required for the state to shutter any prison facility or dispose of any state assets. So they will make a recommendation to Governor Quinn after the testimony that they hear next
right.
Tuesday whether to proceed. And however, it's not binding on his decision.
Right. Well, Vicky Traeger will be there at that meeting. She's a member of the Thompson, Illinois Village Board of Trustees. Susan Stevens, before we go, is that part of the attraction here, that there is no real political mechanism that can shut this down?
I would say so.
Yep.
It's although it could happen still, that, and yep. That's what opponents are saying.
All right. Susan Stevens is news director at WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois. Thompson, Illinois, where that facility that may house 100 Guantanamo inmates is located. Coming up, our Life in Fine Print series continues with a look at mortgages. A lot of fine print there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.